What are some of the techniques we can use to help us control our lives?
Some of the tools are to start to understand how we think and how we receive and how we perceive. So imagine for a moment that your mind has this net in front of it, and the net is just like, let's say, a tennis net or a fishing net. Different people have different size nets. Let's suppose some of them are like mosquito nets. That means you will catch everything coming at you. The net is small, meaning tightly woven, which means lots of things that come at you will be caught. Now, that kind of person you'll find is a person who's often irritable, who can't let things go over their head. They don't know what the term water off a duck's back means. So whatever comes their way, no matter who says what, no matter what happens, they're catching it and they're having to deal with it. And that can become burdensome and quite an arduous exercise to take everything coming at you. They listen to the news all the time. They worry about world affairs. They worry about everyone else. Some people, though, have a wider net that is letting almost the football through, you know, and they catch almost nothing. And you seem to think, gee, these people are docile, you know. Their car just got stolen and they don't care about it because it's water off a duck's back. The good, happy balance is not to have a small net or a large net, one that catches a lot or one that lets almost everything through and they don't care. You see, the not caring attitude can be dangerous too, because it means in a relationship, if they give you their commitment, they don't care. They don't see and feel. The balance is to actually to be able to control the net.